Thank you, everyone who has shared and leading us into God's presence this morning. Good morning, Zion family. It is so good to be together and worship God this morning. I have missed this time during the week of gathering together. It's also good to be preaching again. We had a scheduling mix-up that meant that it was several weeks that I missed preaching, and I have missed this time of conversation together. I get it that it may seem like I am the only one talking, but your presence here and online speaks. I remember what it was like, you see, to be a parent of a toddler, and I would try, as I was listening to the sermon, I would try to piece together every third word of every fifth sentence and try to have it make some sort of sense. Yes, I see nodding heads. And I remember the Sundays when I missed half of Sunday school and half of the worship service because we were setting a record for how many diaper changes were possible in one morning. Yes, yes. And I wondered if all of the effort of even getting out the door was worth it. And I can tell you that yes, absolutely, it is worth every effort. Your presence here matters. So it may seem like I am the only one talking, but your lives shape my thoughts as I prepare sermons. I have you in mind as I'm thinking and as I'm writing. Your presence here speaks. This is a partnership. So if you have energy, that gives me energy. If you're depleted, then hopefully that helps me to be more gentle. And if you're a visitor, you help us to not be so inward focused. I've seen some of you with your paper and your pen each time when I preach, you're ready, expecting that I'm going to say something valuable. Wow. I better be in partnership with God so that I have something valuable to share. See, each time we gather together, we are shaped by God's story and by our shared stories. So our theme for the service this morning is extraordinary partnerships. God's invitation for us today is to continue partnering with God and with one another more and more. I remember about 20 or so years ago, sitting in the pew behind someone here who was in our Zion family, and it was during the congregational life sharing time, and she had her paper and her pen, and she was writing down the name of each person who had shared so that in her personal quiet time, she could be praying. That's partnership with God and with one another. And that drew me in and made me want to be part of this community, to belong. Well, as I sat with the passage this week, I thought about biblical calling. I thought about humility, identity. I thought about our current individual and denominational and global realities. Thought about burning bushes and God's faithfulness, God's holiness, God's bringing freedom to the oppressed. I thought about God's presence and God's purpose. The burning bush for us to pay attention to this morning is partnership. And like Moses, we are invited to partner with God and one another for God's purpose in the world. This is extraordinary. Why would God even want to partner with us? No offense. You know I love you. Why would God want to partner with us? If God cared about efficiency, God would do this without us. If perfection mattered, God would not call any of us. Moses' first response to God's call is, "Who am I?" And God's answer was, "I will be with you." God chooses us. We belong to God and to one another. This passage reminds us that God partnered with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, And it says, when God saw and heard the suffering of the Israelite people, just like God sees and hears the suffering of the people in the Ukraine, when God saw and heard the suffering of the Israelite people, God came down to rescue them. Does that remind us of Jesus? I hope it does. See, God gives us the chance to remind others of Jesus. I believe God is preparing us for greater abiding with Jesus in ways that will bless us and the world. And yet, even Jesus in his humanity wondered if the cup could be taken from him, if there was any other way than the cross. So what would happen here in the church if five people or two people partnered a little bit more in God's strength and wisdom, not our own? See, sometimes we resist partnering with God. We expect that God wants us to do something boring or too difficult, or that we can just come back to later at another time when it's more convenient. We limit God by incorrectly predicting what God will call us to do. Our role isn't to invite God to partner with us. Our role is to partner with God. Moses was not expecting God to appear to him in a burning bush. And Moses was not expecting God to send him to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. God uses who Moses already was, someone who noticed and was deeply bothered when people were mistreated. That's Exodus 2. God uses who Moses already was for God's purpose. And similarly, God wants to use who Mennonites are, people committed to following Christ in service, humility, community, peace, reconciliation, for God's purpose. And similarly, God uses who Zion Mennonite Church is, deeply generous and caring, for example, for God's purpose. I'll share two examples. First, of God using Zion's gift of deep care for God's purpose. Many of you will remember Ethan Gingrich, who was a part of our congregation for many years, served in leadership in many ways, and then moved to Texas. And I had the joy of reconnecting with Ethan a few weeks ago, and it reminded me of one of the ways that Zion seeks to care for one another. Ethan's habit at congregational leadership team meetings was to advocate for persons who believed differently, opposite of how he did. And that is deep care and partnership for God's purpose. We seek out the best for our congregation and not for ourselves. The second example of God using who Zion is for God's purpose is our deep desire to be generous. Since this spring, Aaron's newsletter has shown that Zion's weekly giving has been higher than what we budgeted for. That's amazing. Thank you for your generosity. I cannot remember a time when our spring and summer giving was higher than what we planned for in our financial mission. A few weeks ago, we commissioned Isaac Aldefer for his upcoming service assignment with Mennonite Central Committee in Cambodia. And over the past month, we gave to support him financially. And within 10 minutes of when that service was finished, when we commissioned him, two people came up to me and said, "Can we also support Isaac's fiancée as she prepares to go on mission?" See, Allison is also going to serve with MCC SALT for a year in the West Bank. And I talked with Allison, and it turns out that her home congregation is limited in their ability to provide financial support. And yes, she said this would be very meaningful if Zion partnered with her. We are called according to God's purpose, and I am grateful for the ways that we are partnering with God and with one another. Well, this relates to the story of the mouse and the elephant walking across the bridge together. And after they cross the bridge, the mouse looks up at the elephant and says, "Wow, we sure made that bridge shake." Extraordinary partnership means we get to walk on holy ground together. We get to look for what God is already doing and join in. We get to walk with God, and that is extraordinary. Several years ago, Zion learned from Irvin Stutzman about the six spiritual streams, which was originally developed by Richard Foster based on Acts 2. And I hope to lead a refresher on the six streams so that everyone who is now part of our Zion family can have this in our thinking. But the basic premise is that each stream is biblically based, and each stream is evident in the life of Jesus. At Zion, we have been partnering with God and with each other, each person offering our gifts and spiritual streams to the body. And in the body, we get to experience the joy of being united in Christ while honoring the fullness that each person brings. So when the world around us and we forget our role to be the mouse, to walk with God, watching for what God is doing and joining in, then I am grateful that we have this history of partnering with God and with one another so that we can remind each other of who we are and what God has been doing in us in this place and how God has transformed us to live. Jesus is our best example of partnership. God in three persons, distinct and yet united. Inviting all to be rooted in Christ. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." So as we think about what partnership means today and tomorrow on the 4th of July, and in a few weeks, when Virginia Mennonite Conference gathers who are seeking renewed relationships with God and one another, when you have a disagreement with a spouse or a parent or a child or colleague or loved one, when abortion and January 6 hearings and beliefs about sexuality strain our relationships with one another and with God, we are called, as the Apostle Paul said in Philippians, that whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together, that's partnership, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ. That's another partnership. It has been granted to you not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have, that's yet another partnership. We are people who want to stand on holy ground. We want meaning and for our lives to matter. And Jesus has given us an extraordinary partnership with God and with one another. May God give us courage and strength to continue to partner more and more for God's purpose and glory. Amen.